What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So what were you doing about 5 years ago today, Kathy, did you know?
Oh, I don't know.
We started this radio show.
Oh, we started the radio show this time of the year?
Yeah, it sure
oh,
was.
Oh, wow.
I don't have the exact date, but it was somewhere around this time of year.
Anniversary.
When I first told you about doing it, you thought I was crazy, right?
Well, I was like, okay. So, yeah.
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
So I hope we've helped somebody somewhere, somehow. But we, you know, we've talked about insurance, and one of my competitors is like, man, you got a boring topic to talk about. But it can be exciting after you have a claim.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's boring. It's just, it's a necessity, and people need to understand what they're buying and what they're, how they're covered or not covered. And, you know, people sometimes, you know, don't understand how it works. So that's been our focus and what we're trying to do on this show.
You don't want to spend 15 minutes on your insurance policy. I mean, because it's, you know, people look at it one time, they get insurance, and they don't think about it.
Yeah, they need to really understand what they're doing.
When do people think about their insurance policies?
When they have a claim.
And when else? When their rates go up.
When their rates go up, yeah.
That's about the only time they ever think about it. And then we're looking at it just from a price standpoint, which is very important.
But your coverage
But your coverages can be...
The most important thing.
Your price is not going to be important...
When you have a big claim.
When they have a claim. What's going to be important is when you have the right coverage, when you have a...
I think people don't understand, like, they just want the cheap... They come in, like, I want the cheapest that you can get. And that's great, but your coverage is very important. And then what happens, they're upset if something happens. But, you know, our job as a professional is to tell them, you know, the ins and outs of how it works and what's going to happen and how they can be protected. And that's our biggest... You know, our job is to, you know, to protect them from things that happen. Or, you know, something that might, their assets can be protected. So
today I want to talk about just your vehicle, your car, your truck, your personal vehicle. And, you know, we see a lot of claims just of a damage to a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the liability as much today, but just like what happens
just
when your
car is
in an accident. Talk about that today. That's the plan anyway. Another thing to talk about, just briefly to acknowledge, at the end of this month, for beginning of January 1, I would have been in business for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot believe that. It's been mm-hmm. It's been 30 years.
Time flies.
Kathy's been with me in the business for 20, let me think about this a minute, Kathy. It's going to be 25 years, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had things up and going about 5 or 6 years before we got married, and Kathy came along for the ride, which was a crazy ride, actually.
It was a roller coaster.
But so I am 54 years old. I started business when I was 24. It's been my effective date. I started January 1 of 96. So it's going to be 30 years. And that's hard to believe. So let's get back into what helps customers or what, you know, your vehicle is. You know, people spend a lot of money on vehicles. The mm-hmm. cost of vehicles have gone up over the years. You know, the financing has really changed on vehicles. Mm-hmm. Like you can go out there and finance a vehicle for, is it 72 months now or something?
For 0%. The problem is people will sign these contracts. I've had someone come to me recently who was upside down in their, you know, they were going to trade their car in, and they went in there and they were shocked that they had no idea what they signed and what was going to happen. And was asking my advice, and I was just like, what kind of financing did you do? Did you do 0%? What did you do? And so they didn't really know what they had signed. They just got the car, and then now that they were trying to trade, because they had, you know, they've, you know, their family has expanded, and they didn't have enough room. And it was a concern to her, and I was trying to be helpful to her, and, you know, but there was not a whole lot what she could do about it because she signed the paperwork and it's a contract and what they do. So I, you know, you either have to cut your losses or you have to pay what you got to pay. So, but that's something you had to really consider because, you know, you also want to, there are some things called gap insurance, which is helpful. If some carriers will offer that, some will not. But that's always good, because if you have something happen, hit a deer, tow your car, and, you know, you're trying to replace that car, you know, to get that car, especially with the type of financing you have, you're upside down in it. So that's really something to be concerned.
So what Kathy's referencing, and I was going to talk about that today too, if you finance a vehicle, you know, I learned in 7th or 8th grade, when you drive off a Mr. Pendleton, Mr. Pendleton's 8th grade, whatever class it was, we were probably studying interest rates, or and he was like, you know, when you buy a new vehicle, you draw off a lot, you're going to automatically be out thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. I mean, you pay retail costs for a vehicle. As soon as you go off that lot, you've just lost, you know, 10-15% of the value of that vehicle. So what Kathy's referencing is you can buy an endorsement. It doesn't automatically come with a policy, but if you have, you know, you total your car and you owe more money than the car is worth. So, you know, if you have a car that you've financed $40,000 and you come out and you're getting ready to get a settlement for $30,000 and you're going to have a $10,000 deficit where you owe $10,000 now, the gap insurance comes in and saves a day and pays off your car. That's what gap insurance is.
Yeah. Then they also have replacement costs. Some carriers will actually, if it's a newer car, they'll let you have replacement costs on that. There's an endorsement. You pay them extra for that too. But it's worth it if you have a brand. I always encourage somebody who's purchased a brand new vehicle to have that as well. Not all carriers will have that. So I always encourage that, because that's, you know, they're not going to get the same money they just paid for it. So we want to make sure that, because it's going to be actual, you know.
Well, let's explain that. Okay. So that was another thing I was going to talk about today too, because it is Christmas time. For some reason, I think people end up buying cars around this time of year. I don't know if it's a tax, you know, they're trying to buy stuff before the end of the year, or,
right,
you know, somebody's getting a new vehicle for their wife or husband or whatnot.
But, for the kids, yeah.
So what you have is, if you buy a new vehicle, it can't be new to you. It's got to be
brand new.
Nobody's ever owned it. An insurance carrier will give you what's called replacement cost coverage. Now, it doesn't cover everything. It covers, you know, if you're in an accident, but it doesn't cover like theft, because it would create
what
they call a situation for a moral hazard, where somebody could like say the car is stolen and then collect the insurance, you know, money. So it's going to cover certain, you know, in a vehicle, in a collision, things of that nature. And what it's going to do is, instead of you getting the settlement for a, you know, 3-year-old car, it's going to buy you a car of like kind and quality, a brand new vehicle. And we have seen that work several times, where people are astounded to find out they're getting a new vehicle. It kind of violates what we call the principle of indemnity, which means like you're not supposed to profit off of the insurance company. You're supposed to be put back in the same financial shape
as prior to the claim.
Prior to the claim. Now, when I was in an accident 10 years ago, maybe, my car was totaled, or I think mine and Kathy's car, I can't remember who actually owned it, but it was, you know, I'm getting a $10,000 check from the insurance carrier, and that was about the worth of my vehicle. Well, you got to replace a vehicle, and you can't buy a car for $10,000. I mean, well, yes, you can, but it wasn't going to be the same type of car. Most people are going to want to get a little newer car. We ended up buying a $20,000 car at the time.
Well, that's because at the time we had a four-wheel drive, because we live on the mountains, and we couldn't find a four-wheel drive. Remember, we couldn't find one anywhere. We went everywhere looking, and CarMax, we searched everywhere trying to find one, and we couldn't get one for that price. So that's why we had to do something different.
We had to come out of pocket.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, even though you're in an accident, and maybe we'll talk about more after the break about, you know, how the insurance company applies. I mean, so there's two very different things that are going to delineate how coverage is going to apply. One is, it's going to be if you cause the accident and you're at fault for this, or what if a third party has caused the accident and now you are out your vehicle because somebody caused an accident and totaled your vehicle. And we'll get into that after the break and talk about the different ways that to look at this. And also you can talk about, like, okay, what if it's not an accident? What if it's a you know, a tree fall on it? What if you had a situation where it washed down the river like it did over in, you know, around Asheville with Hurricane Helene? How does that work? So yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on Peace of Mind, listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations, 3 in Georgia and 2 in North Carolina. Our main office is, of course, in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is More Insurance Services, Inc. We have 2 other locations under More Insurance Services, one in Hiawassee and one in Blairsville. The one in Blairsville is located across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. We are in the South State Bank building there. We're not part of the bank, but we have a separate wing there in the bank at South State Bank. So please come by us and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the red brick building across, next to the hospital called Town Trace. So come by and see us there. And then, of course, our Hayesville location is our 3rd location for More Insurance Services, Inc. It's located next to United Community Bank, and we are on the main drag there in Hayesville at 157 Highway 64 West. So come by and see us there as well in our main hub. Then we have another location called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. We're right past Hardee's and then So Good's restaurant right there. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, and it's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We are located between United Community Bank and Burger King. So come by and see us there also. You can check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, check us up on Facebook as well.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Today we're talking about what happens if my car is totaled, or how does it work if we, you know, my car is in an accident. And I referenced before the break that we have, you know, several different scenarios. One is where you've caused the accident and you're at fault. And maybe you've told your car, maybe you just run off the road and hit a tree. You're texting and driving, or even if you were out, maybe hit, you know, some ice, you know, what if you're driving and you're at fault? Their scenario is, what if somebody else causes the accident and now a third party has totaled my car? They pulled out from me and I T-boned them, and now both cars are damaged or might be totaled. So let's start from the beginning, if you're at fault. So the only way you will be covered is if you got what's called collision insurance, and that's going to be on, not, you know, coverage offered on the insurance policy, and this is the one that comes back to bite you. So if you're if you caused an accident, you're at fault, this is the one where you get, in North Carolina, accident points, and you also get going to get a surcharge down the road, and sometimes it can be substantial. There are some, for a smaller claim, I think they give you maybe a buy if it's a $1,500 claim or whatnot, but sometimes it's almost better not to even turn that claim in, just because if you get another one, then you really get sucked. So it's kind of that's the one that kind of comes back to bite you. So how it's going to work is that your insurance company that you have bought is going to pay for the damage to your car. You've insured your car for collision. Their scenario is if somebody else causes the accident, hopefully they've got liability insurance. And what liability does is it pays for bodily injury and property damage to a third party. Today in our conversation, we're talking about specifically property damage, which your car is damaged. So their insurance company should pay you for the damage to your car and also provide you with a rental car. So that's how it's going to work. When I was in an accident 10 years ago, I was not at fault, and the insurance company adjusted the claim, and I got a check from the other person's insurance company for the damage to my vehicle. Now, one thing we try to do at the agency is when somebody has a claim, they don't know what to do, and they'll say, hey, somebody you know, they towed my car and I was in an accident. And it kind of takes us out of control a little bit because we don't have any control over the other person's insurance company. Now, what I've done as a service, and we try to do as a service to our agency, is we try to help our customer mitigate this claims process, even though it's not our insurance company. It's just a service that we do because people don't know what to do. And there's been many times where I have got a police report, or I found out who, through an exchange slip, who is the other insurance company.
Yep.
And I've actually, there's been times where I have actually called on behalf of my customer and said, hey, you know, Mr. Smith was in an accident with one of your customers. Has a claim been filed? Hopefully a responsible person would file a claim.
A lot of times they don't.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. Sometimes they don't. So I've actually filed claims on another person's insurance policy on behalf of my customer because the people weren't responsible enough to even file the claim.
We've had people come in right after it's happened and they're shaken up, they're upset, they're, you know, some people are just, they're very, you know, not in a good state of mind even. They're just so, it's so traumatic for them and they have a really hard time. So just even telling them what they need to do is, sometimes they just aren't absorbing what they need to do. So we just try to help them with that because it's not, if anyone's even been in an accident, you know, it's not a fun thing to be involved in. And it is, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, you feel like your life, you know, goes, flashes behind, before your eyes there. And it's very something. But we just want to try to be there for our customers and help them with this process.
So years ago, I had a customer come in the office on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And he got hit by somebody that had other insurance. And I didn't know what really it is. Like, well, I can't really do all of this. And he said to me, you know what? You're my agent. I'm paying you. You should be helping me with this. And I got thinking, you know what? He's right. I mean, I don't feel like I have a lot of control over somebody else's insurance company.
But we can only report it, and that's all we can do. We're not licensed.
Now, I have also shuffled information on behalf of our customer to their person's chain of adjuster.
Back something or, you know.
But we don't really have a lot of control over.
After we turn it in, we're out of it after that point.
Yeah, but with our carrier, though, we have some kind of control. Yeah, if it's one of my customers, it's our insurance company, then I might have more leeway just to talk to them. But I don't think another person's insurance company is going to really talk to me a whole lot about coverages or don't know what they've got. So that's been an issue. So if you are in an accident, you obviously need to, you know, some things you do, you don't want to admit fault. That's something that it needs to be determined by the police officer or state trooper. And also, you know, you need to cooperate with them, obviously.
You get your
But you always need to call.
Exchange.
Yeah, we've had situations where somebody just drives off in an accident, there's no police report, and all of a sudden, now we're in a uncharted territory
like
here because
the person said, oh, it's my fault, and then they decide later it's not their fault, and then trying to determine that is really hard. So we have to get the police exchanger insurance information is important.
Always call the state trooper.
Mm-hmm. Always wait
have
for
them
somebody.
Come out and get an accident mm-hmm. report. Because if you don't, now we're in trouble because it's going to be he said, she said.
Yeah,
and your insurance company will probably end up picking up the tab for you in this situation.
Yeah.
So that's the two scenarios we discussed, whether you caused an accident or someone else causes an accident.
There's another caveat to this. So what if the person doesn't have any insurance, or what if the person doesn't have enough insurance?
That's very common.
Yes.
And so that's why we, at our agency, we want everybody to have uninsured motorist coverage and underinsured mm-hmm. coverage. It flips liability on its head almost, where mm-hmm. normally where you're liable, you know, to a third party, your liability is going to cover for bodily injury and property damage. Well, this case here, uninsured motorist, in the absence of them having no insurance or not enough insurance, now all of a sudden the bodily injury or property damage, which they otherwise would have owed you because they're liable, now your insurance company is going to pay you.
Get you back.
Just like that they had liability insurance mm-hmm. that they didn't have.
Then they go back after the other person.
And that's called subrogation. So if you have a situation where your insurance company is paid out on an uninsured motorist because of somebody's caused you damage, your insurance company is going to pay you what the other company or other person would have owed you and then they'll do what's called a subrogation, which is a fancy word. They're going to sue the other person that was liable for this.
The other thing to keep in mind, people, especially I've had people come in, well, that's for the other person. No, it's not. It's for you. That people get confused what uninsured is. Georgia, there is a deductible. In North Carolina, policies do not have deductibles on and underinsured.
Okay, so we've talked about that today, and man, we could just run out of time, man. We've run aground. But it's a good place to run aground maybe for next week's show to talk about uninsured motorists and why you need it. And as Kathy illustrated, that you're not paying for uninsured drivers, you're paying for yourself. So my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. You're listening to Peace of Mind on WGRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.